when we think God is in the thoughts we have, and the miracle is even when our thoughts are not holy, God is present. But how God wants us to think of Him in everything, and the word is in everything we do. Now, the main purpose for this meditation. Recall the implications. The implications of God's omnipresence are beyond counting. That my notes tell me to tell you, the implications are staggering. They are also to be profoundly encouraging. Nothing, I repeat, nothing ever happens in our lives. The word is nothing. To happen is a pagan term. God is within, behind, beneath, around everything in our lives. What are we saying? We have what we call the divine intimacy. I'm sure you've read, if you have not, at least one mystic. A John of the Cross, a Teresa of Avila. Read how closely they saw God in everything in their lives. God is, I repeat, within, behind, below, above everything in our lives. Do we include the painful experiences? Indeed, indeed. How this needs to be believed. We suffer, all of us in greater or less measure, experience pain. Now, the deepest pain we experience is not, I repeat, is not in the body. Our deepest suffering is in the soul. Why? Why do people disappoint us? Why do people sometimes, some more often than others, say things to us that are painful, maybe insulting, either speaking directly to us, or we overhear what they say about us? How important this is. Important, do I say, indispensable. God is behind, beneath, and within every pain we experience. We need this. Shall I add, more closely God wants us to be associated with Him, the more I say this consciously and deliberately, the more pain He will send us. how grateful we should be. I mean every syllable of this sentence. How grateful we should be for the pain, the suffering that we experience. God is below, within, behind every pain, especially as I would insist, pain in our souls. A married man I've been counseling for several years. He has 5 children. His wife decided she had enough of her husband. She left him without divorcing him. She has the children, has a good job, and the husband has no one to talk to show how the person loves him. I know this man for about 10 years. Suffering intensely, but because he has the faith, he has grown with corresponding intensity in holiness. He loves his wife. She's not spoken to him for at least 7 years. I repeat, God is within everything that we experience, especially in the pain we undergo. We go on. The strength that God gives us is always available. Give us courage in our path through life. Thank God we have only one life to live in this world. For some people, there is a minimum of pain. Others, how well I know, years of painful suffering, not only or mainly in the body, but in the spirit. How we need to see God in every person who enters our lives, everything that person says to us, every kind word, every unkind word, God is behind it because he wants us to hear it, to profit, so in our love of him, the more he enables us to suffer out of love for him. This is our life here on earth. Shall I say, thank God, only one life, one mortal life to live in this world. God in his mercy calls some of us out here from time into eternity. Others he keeps in this world longer. But even the longest life on earth, and how painful it may be, is as nothing over the denominator of eternity. Oh, how we need to cultivate. I mean that verb, to cultivate the awareness of God's presence in everyone we meet, every word we hear, every joy we are experiencing with resounding emphasis in every pain we believe God sends us. We continue. God is always leading us, always leading us to our final destiny. How is leading us to our destiny? Through the creatures in which He dwells and places into our lives. Hear it. There is no such thing as chance with God. The very word chance is a pagan word. Nothing, as we've said how often, ever happens in our lives. Everything is part of God's mysterious and loving providence. He enables us to suffer. Thank God. He puts good, holy people in our lives. Thank God. He puts painful, oppressive people in our lives. Thank God. God is in everything, that we experience. God is behind that. Give us the opportunity, hear it, of winning heaven. Nobody gets to heaven automatically. You must pay to get to heaven. And the price, I wish to emphasize, is high. More deeply God loves us, higher the happiness He has in store for us in heaven. Hear it. The more He give us the privilege, shall I say it, of suffering. Thank God especially for the painful people, the painful experiences that God puts into your life. We are saying, God is always leading us to our final destiny. We must believe what faith this takes. We must believe God is leading us to heaven, our final destiny, through the joys He gives us, through the happiness we experience. But hear it. Also, through the pain, the suffering that God sends us. I wish to add, the greatest joy on earth, I didn't used to say this, but I say it now, the greatest joy on earth is suffering out of love for God. Would I call it joy? Indeed. Dear Lord, how we need to understand our faith, to understand that God is leading us to our heavenly destiny, not only through the pleasant things we experience, but through the struggles, the pain, where we believe God is there. There are fighting temptations God is behind the temptations. We are struggling with the people we live with. God is behind what pain those people cause us. We are tempted. God behind the temptation. We worry. God is behind that which causes worry. We fear. We dread. God is behind the fear. The reason for this meditation was and is to see God in everything we experience. Every person we speak to and who talks to us. To see God in the pleasant words that people may use in our presence. To see God in the painful, offensive words that people may say to us, which can crush our human spirit. But believe me, we have God behind everything, because God is within us, giving us the courage to endure the most painful suffering that man has ever experienced. Why? I'll say it. Because God loves us. Oh, I'm not talking from quoting books. I've not been a priest for over 50 years. God has sent me all kinds of persons, pleasant people, which we spontaneously thank God. Painful people. Oh, how painful people can be. God knows you're on the way to heaven, and the road to heaven, let me be very clear, is not a slide. Getting to heaven is a climb. You must climb and keep climbing, overcoming the painful persons, the painful experience we may have. God loves us so deeply, He sends us pain to enable us to love Him even more deeply, because we were not made, thank God, we were not made for this world. Only a madman wants to live eternally in this world. Made for a heavenly eternity. Enjoy God. Enjoy His creatures. Out of love for God. For ages without end. Provided we believe we are still living in the valley of tears. Amen. Thank you for listening. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life. P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. Or phone 773-267-1195.